and one way you can avoid being bitter is you do this thing called forgive. Okay? You need to learn how to forgive people. When people are going to wrong you for the rest of your life. Let me just tell you. People are going to wrong you for the rest. Get used to it. People will wrong you for the rest of your life. It's going to happen all the time. This isn't Candyland. This isn't TV. It will happen for the rest of your life. So get used to it and start practicing forgiving people when they wrong you. Amen. And look, develop some thick skin. You know, you need to learn how to develop some thick skin so that when someone offends you, it's just like water off a duck's back. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And when you're tempted to be bitter towards someone because of something they did to you, just remind yourself you offended God plenty of times, worse than how that person offended you. And that makes it easier to for us to forgive other people because of that. Okay? But look, develop thick skin. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them, the Bible says. You know, when you get offended, that ought to offend you that you don't love God's word as much as you should. When you're like, oh man, I can't believe, you're like, oh man, great peace have they which love, I guess I don't love God's word as much as I should because I'm offended. So what is that? That helps us to love the word of God more so that we don't get offended. Let it be water off a duck's back. And in our movement, you kind of have to learn how to develop thick skin. Because we got a lot of enemies. People who hate our guts. People who hate my guts. And people, maybe your family doesn't agree with the fact that you come to this church. Or your friends don't agree and they criticize you and they say all kinds of manner of evil against you. Well, you know, you got to develop some thick skin. You got to be able to just withstand the criticisms. That's why the Bible says you have to rejoice, right, when you're persecuted. Because that's the solution right there. You know, if you're being criticized, you're being persecuted, and you're going through hard times, and you're just like, woe is me, and you're always like that, you're going to destroy yourself. The solution is, okay, I'm being persecuted. That means I'm doing something right. You know, when people cuss you out and they criticize you, it's like, okay, that shows me that I'm doing something right. So I ought to rejoice because of it.